It is difficult to imagine the conditions for POWs like Tom Crosby in the weeks leading up to their camp's liberation. Some had already died from malnutrition, and now they feared they might lose their life if the American forces attempted to free them. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
In December of 1944, American soldiers held as POWs on the island of Palawan were massacred by their Japanese captors, who ordered them into air raid shelters and then set those shelters on fire. General Douglas MacArthur was concerned how other POWs in the Philippines might be treated in the closing months of the war.
He heard the orders from Tokyo were to kill all civilian and military prisoners, so there would be no witnesses to the atrocities.
Tom Crosby was just 11 years old at the time. Since January of 1942, he, his brother, mother, and grandmother had been held as civilian prisoners of war in Manila. Tom's grandmother had resorted to boiling their leather shoes and belts to get some protein broth for her grandsons. By 1944, Tom and 3,500 others held there were extremely weak.
We had school on the top of the main building for the couple of years, but in the third year, we weren't strong enough to get up there, so we had to move school behind the Ed building.
On February 3, 1945, the American rescue teams that had liberated other camps in the Philippines finally arrived in Manila.
About 9 o'clock at night, I was in the Ed building with my brother and about 200 others, and they got to us just in time. They had 3 serials of mechanized infantry, 1st Cavalry Division, with approximately 200 in each serial.
While Tom's mother and grandmother had been freed, the Japanese raced to the top of the building where Tom and the boys were being held. A firefight and 36-hour hostage situation was just beginning. That story, next time, as we travel the countryside in San Diego, California. I'm Andrew McCrae.